I think it's pretty clear that the only thing that can put an end to this butchery is a massive and unceasing outcry of protest. Furthermore, I think there's no doubt that that protest does have some effect. It's quite obvious that it hasn't stopped the war, but I think it's equally clear that it has put a brake on the worst excesses. There are many examples that demonstrate this, one just this week when the Pentagon announced that it was delaying further bombing of Hanoi because of public protest. Well, delaying bombing of Hanoi may seem a small thing, but I don't think it is. I think that there's no action that you or I can perform in this world that is more important than delaying the bombing of a city, or averting a still more savage attack, or perhaps laying the groundwork for a possible cessation of the American assault. Such things aren't very satisfying, but I still think it's an achievement to which every effort must be directed by any civilized person. I don't think we can permit ourselves the luxury of standing by in silence and apathy as the people of Vietnam are crushed and subjugated and massacred. A year ago, Berkeley was in the forefront of the protest, to its everlasting credit. That's much less true today, and I think it's a pity. I've been here only a few months, and during this time I've heard dozens of times from very committed students that they have tried and failed, so what's the use? Let's turn to a less formidable target than the US government. Or instead of saving the world, let's try to improve the conditions of our own existence. Perhaps there's some wisdom in this, but I doubt it very much. And I think it's pretty clear that it's not going to be appreciated by the inhabitants of Hanoi or the Mekong Delta. The point is that if the protest movement subsides out of weariness, the Curtis LeMay, for example, who wants to drive the North Vietnamese back to the Stone Age, he's not going to stop his pressure just because of the fact that it hasn't yet succeeded. And the Asia experts in the universities and the government who are suggesting, for example, that we impose mass starvation on China, these people are not going to stop their pressure because of the fact that they have not yet succeeded. And those in the Pentagon who are undoubtedly pressing right now for a direct attack on China, they're not going to stop their pressure either simply because they have not yet succeeded. And if the protest movement does subside for one or another reason, it's predictable that the balance will quickly swing towards these criminal minds.